Like now to welcome Robert Knott. Hey, Robert Knott, Fiddler on the Roof.
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah, the El Dorado team players. Talented group of people.
They are. They did a great production of Rocky Horror.
Yep.
And now they're doing Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us here just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, speak.
Yeah, am I on early today?
You are on early because Linda Siegel is doing the legislative update just before the top of the hour.
And oh, I see.
So we're just starting a little early and ending a few minutes early.
I see. Throwing off our regular readers.
Our regular listeners, if they're just tuning in. Hey, you know what? I think I said this last week, but this show is Monday through Friday. There's all these people who think it's just Friday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I can't help it.
People just
that.
Tune in to listen to you. That's the that's
if
the deal.
If I was a rich man, I wouldn't do this radio show.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't write for PASA, wouldn't do a thing. La-di-da-di-da.
You'd walk your dogs and you'd be on my show, and you might write for PASA.
I'd give money to a lot of nonprofits in town and probably start drinking every day at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that would be very bad.
I know, because right now I start at 4:15.
Oh,
Los Alamos Historical Museum. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
This is a baby boomer must-see show called...
That's you. Baby boomer.
Happy birthday 4 days late. 4 days late. 4 days late. Happy birthday 4 days late. Mary Charlotte. You had a birthday on Monday.
I did.
I know. You haven't quite turned... you're still in the 30s, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know.
I have my own suspicions about that. But so your birthday's the same as Martin Luther King Jr.?
This year it was. Martin Luther King Jr. was born January 15th, but it celebrated the 3rd January. The third Monday of January.
That throws me every year. My birthday is like a different day. Like it's Monday one year and then it's Tuesday the next.
Yeah, but it's the same date.
I know, but it doesn't change the fact that like you remember the year before it was Monday. It was, oh boy, I get that extra weekend and then it's a Wednesday. It's so like Christmas. They change that on us every year too.
It's all going to be okay, Robert.
Well, I'm not going to...
Every little thing's going to be all right.
Keep writing my congressman about changing this thing. Anyway, Los Alamos Historical Museum has The Life Atomic, Growing Up in the Shadow of the A-Bomb, a traveling exhibition of Cold War memorabilia through February. And
memorabilia?
That's up on Juniper Street. I'll give you a phone number, 662-4493. There's a great photo in the Pasatiempo calendar of Miss Atomic Bomb 1957.
Oh, boy.
She's like a combination of Rita Hayworth and Mamie Van Doren.
Is she a bombshell?
I would call her a bombshell with a little atomic bomb.
Oh, that's horrifying. She's got a mushroom cloud bathing suit on.
Well, I'd like to see it off of her, but I don't think that's going to be in a family
like
newspaper. That's your suggestion that maybe... women love to look at other women nude. We know the whole story. It has nothing to do with sexuality or... That's the thing. A nude woman in a photo, everybody looks. Not everybody looks at a nude man.
I will not confirm or deny anything you were saying.
There's other art openings tonight. Two horses art. There's two of us. They're doing a group show of President Obama posters. Reception
amazing,
5 to 8 p.m.
Amazing. That's so cool.
429 Sandoval Street, 5 to 8 p.m. CCA, Munoz Waxman Gallery, has Change, Site Santa Fe's Young Curators Juried Group Exhibit. Reception 5 to 7. This is a really good program. It's been around for 5 or 6 years, maybe more. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's like a decade put together by Site Santa Fe. And I think the Rotary Foundation helps them out. There's a good story in Pasatiempo about it, page 32. Linda Durham Contemporary Art has House Guest 2009, a group show of paintings and videos. Reception 5 to 7. The New Mexico Museum of Art has 100 years of the Museum of New Mexico. Commemorating the anniversary, 100 years old this museum is, through March 22nd. They're going to bring out some old curators that worked there 100 years ago. It's going to be fun.
Excellent.
Some of them are mummified. I hope they don't come to life after dark. Photo Eye Gallery, Endangered Culture, the Galisteo Basin Photography Project. That's our cover story.
Yeah, that looks very good. Yep.
Beautiful.
We had an interview about that.
Image, yeah. And Frank Clifford wrote a nice piece on that for us today. It's a great piece, and that's Greg McGregor's Railroad Tracks Lay Me on the cover of Pasatiempo today, one of the best visual arts images I think we've ever had on the image cover. So Greg, great work, and Marcelo Sandoval, our graphics director, did a great job with that.
And this Sunday, the 25th of January at 2 o'clock, Dr. Eric Blinman, he's the Director of Archaeological Studies for the State of New Mexico, is going to be talking about what was uncovered at the site of the old St. Vincent's Hospital and the St. Francis Basilica, and he'll be talking about what studies expect to find with more in-depth archaeological exploration. And it's pretty heavy-duty, pretty interesting stuff, and it's this Sunday, January 25th, at the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Fine Arts. on Palace Avenue, right in downtown Santa Fe. The talk will begin at 2. It is free, and it's sponsored by the Old Santa Fe Association.
I'd like to uncover Miss Atomic
Active Bond. Since 1926.
Oh, the curator? The guy's doing
no, the speech? No, the Old Santa Fe Association. For more information, you can call 670-2909.
This is good. Verve Gallery has works by two photographers, Laurie Archer and Martha Casanave. Etchings by Laurie and pinhole photography by Martha. Reception 5 to 7. Story by Doug Fairfield in today's Pasatiempo, page 24. And finally, in the art opening realm, Santa Fe Clay has two shows. Summer Workshop Artist Preview. This is the Beat the Rush for the summer. And a group show of ceramics work called What the Future May Hold, Artists Consider the Post-Bush World. So there's a little bit of politics creeping into some of the exhibits this weekend. That reception at Santa Fe Clay, which is in the rail yard at 1615 Paseo de Peralta, is 5 to 7 p.m., and the show is up through February 21st. Theater-wise, Benchwarmers 8 kicks off tonight with a gala evening.
Yay!
Yeah, I used to like a gala evening myself. Benchwarmers 8 is 8 original one-act plays, 8 o'clock at the Santa Fe Playhouse. The gala is usually more expensive than other nights, 988-4262, and it's 8 original works. And I plan to go see it. I'm not going to get there tonight as I thought. Anyway, it's going to be a great show. The Benchwarmers are always terrific because, you know, you get one or two that just aren't good or you don't like them, even if they are good. But there's five or six that always sort of intrigue you, and they're over in like 10 minutes.
Yep.
And that's the nice thing about
if you don't like one, you just close your eyes and think of England, and the next one's on.
You close your eyes and think of England. I close my eyes and think of Miss Atomic Bond, and the next thing you know, I'm on. And we already talked about, in case you just tuned in, Fiddler on the Roof. El Dorado Teen Players, you just had them on the show. 7:30 tonight, James A. Little, and also Saturday, James A. Little, which is in the New Mexico School for the Deaf at 1060 Cerritos Road. Are they doing a Sunday matinee? They are, 2 o'clock. So there you go.
There you go.
Max is a really good actor. Max, he's playing, what's he playing?
He's playing the lead role.
He's playing Zero Mostel, right?
Basically. Meanwhile, there's a 3-credit software design course happening at Santa Fe Complex starting on Monday. Credit is earned from New Mexico Highlands University. It's taught by Dave West, who's been a professor at NMSU, the College of Santa Fe, all sorts of places. And why am I announcing this? I don't know. I got it in the mail. Anyway, for more information, you can look up Santa Fe Complex and check out what's going on. There's always a lot of good stuff going on there.
Craig Smith did a good piece, a really good piece on Santa Fe author Robin Rahm.
Yes, we had her on the air.
Yeah, and she is a very good writer, a very good interview, and Craig did a good job interviewing her for today's PASA. She's going to sign copies of her new book, The Mercy Papers, a memoir of 3 weeks, at 7 o'clock Tuesday. And as you noted, she was on the cover of the New York Times
book review
on January 4th, which I'm really bad with dates, about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. And Mercy is the name of her dog.
Oh,
I'm serious.
I know. We love dogs.
We do.
Mercy the doggy. So it's a terrific story in PASA. It's a terrific writer. I haven't read the book yet, but I know it's good because I've read her earlier stuff. And that's 7 o'clock Tuesday, O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, College of Santa Fe, 1600 St. Michael's Drive. No charge. You want a phone number? Here it comes. 4736200.
4736200. Why do you always sing The Partridge in the Pear Tree when you're giving phone numbers?
I do not know why I like that song, even in January.
Okay, well, here is what's going on in the world of salsa, which is the Mambo Room is happening this Saturday at the Lodge. It's from 9 o'clock until 1 in the morning, featuring DJ Sofrito playing the best classic and contemporary Latin dance music. There's a cover, it's 21 and over, and the Lodge is at 750 North St. Francis Drive. It's basically the last thing on your left before you get out of town heading north on St. Francis Drive. And for more information, you can go to mamboroomonline.com or call the Mambo Room at 988-4011.
Kirk Ellis,
yay,
a bright writer who picked up an Emmy Award for John Adams and who's written some terrific scripts and who lives in Santa Fe, is going to be speaking on The Trouble with History at 7 o'clock Thursday night.
The Trouble with History.
Yeah, I don't think there's any trouble with it at all, except there's too much of it for
it
me to...
It just keeps on coming.
That's the thing. Like, it never stops. Which is good, because otherwise I wouldn't be here, right?
You would not be here if there were no history.
So he's going to be speaking at 7 o'clock at the Santuario de Guadalupe, 100 South Guadalupe Street.
He's a great writer and great speaker.
471-2261. It's free, 7 o'clock Thursday night. And that's presented by Rancho de los Golondrinas. That sounds like introducing one of those wrestlers on the Lucha Libre show I used to watch on Channel 47 in New York. El Rancho de las Golondrinas! And then these wrestlers would come out and fight. That stuff was great. And the wrestlers, they make great, like, monster movies, because the wrestlers would fight zombies and stuff. That's good stuff.
All right, then.
Where was I?
I don't know. Hey, the Coffee Kids, we're having them on the air. Next week, but they're having an open house on Thursday, January 29th from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. Coffee and cookies and all sorts of things at their new offices at 1751 Calle Medico, Suite K, in Santa Fe. And the Coffee Kids is this wonderful local nonprofit organization that helps the lives and families of coffee growers in various countries in Latin America.
Remember that song by Squeeze, Black Coffee in Bed, from the early 80s? That was terrific.
Yeah, I remember that.
I got to get the lyrics to that. I'll sing that song. Black coffee in bed. Okay, what else? Oh, the biannual Dragonfly Art Studio is going to have a student exhibit, which I guess is every other year. Now, I have a problem with this. Biweekly, is that twice a week or every other week?
Every other week.
All right, so
it's like the biennial, which is every other year.
All right, so if it's bi, then it's two.
It's every other.
And what if it's tri?
A triennial. But if it's twice a week, then it's semi-weekly.
I see.
And if it's semi-annual, it's twice a year.
Now I got everything down.
You got everything down.
But the biannual Dragonfly Art Studio student exhibit is going to be at Warehouse 21 Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. I don't know a thing about it. That same night, the Larry Mitchell Band is going to play pop rock at 7:30 at Gig, 1808 2nd Street, Suite H, as in hot. Request a donation. Check out gigsantafe.com. In case you didn't know, here on KSFR, your wonderful community radio station that has tolerated and metamorphized me over the past 4 years or so, does not mention prices on the air unless it's free or by donation. And sometimes I try to get by that by saying it's really cheap, like under five fingers, with each finger meaning a dollar, but I'm not supposed to do that, and then Mary Charlotte looks at me.
I look at you, Robert,
and, you go
and
like,
I tell you, the Buffalo Thunder presents Steppin' Out Friday and Saturday, this weekend, January 23rd and 24th. That's tonight and tomorrow, 8 o'clock till midnight, dance and R&B music, and it's all at Buffalo Thunder.
They're going to have Jane Leno there on February 7th.
Are they really?
Yeah. They'll be smooth sailing because I'm trimming my toes. You like Alaska?
I went to Alaska not that long ago.
That's right, you did. You brought back photos and stuff.
I did.
Shorebird migration.
There was this mountain goat that had a little mountain goat baby that looked just like my dog Milk.
I'm a goat. Shorebird migration is the name of a slide presentation by Krista Elric. She'll be presenting it at 5 o'clock Saturday at the Travel Bug Coffee Shop on Paseo de Peralta, 839 Paseo de Peralta, no charge. That's on Saturday. The Santa Fe Farmers Market is still kicking off over there, 9 to 1, in the new Rally Yard Pavilion space, which I like very much, although some people have said to me they miss being outdoors. Roundhouse Comedy Review. Now, there's a lot to laugh about these days in the political world, both statewide, citywide, and nationwide. I think we're all pretty somber about the nationwide stuff, but in a good way, I hope. But the comedian and actor Stephen Michael Quezada will be emceeing the Roundhouse Comedy Review, 7:30 p.m. Monday night at the Cabaret Room at the Lodge of Santa Fe. It is free. This is good. And Voices for Children will perform skits and songs. That's great. I wonder if it's actually children or Voices for Children. Some new dogs moved in. These people moved in like two houses away. And they have, like, a fence, so I can't tell how many dogs are behind there. But you know all those dogs in the movie A Christmas Story that, like, keep coming in and eating the guy's turkey that Darren McGavin's mad at? There's, like, eight of them with long ears. And what do you call those bloodhounds that are, like, howl?
Howling bloodhounds?
Anyway. Oh, I'm going to strangle you one of these days. I can't think of the words all the time at the tips of my fingers.
No, they're bloodhounds. What do you want more than bloodhounds?
Anyway, I'm sure they're nice people, and if they're listening, I want to be a good neighbor. And I have dogs, so I can't argue, but... Man, in the mornings, those dogs just start going, ooh, ooh. Then my dogs get all excited. They want to speak to them. So then you know what happens when two dogs in the neighborhood start.
They all go, ow.
I know, but the thing is, then nobody can complain. Because it's not just your dog, Milk. It's like eight
Milk
dogs.
Milk doesn't howl.
But one of your dogs does, right?
No, but Horatio barks a lot.
That figures. Yeah, that's Horatio.
He's
that's
keeping
right.
the house safe for dogmocracy.
I'm trying to think which one was smart enough to head me off when I used to run around in circles in your house. and the dogs would chase me.
You ran around in circles in my house?
I would run around like, you know, you have one
of those. Was I there?
No. You have one of those
houses. What were you doing in my house?
All right, we're going to stop talking about this right now. Eddie Daniels, the jazz clarinetist, is going to perform for the Brunch Cloud at 12:30 on Sunday in Indiana Sazi. You got to pay to get in, but you get fed. 988-1234. That same day, a winter festival of song for women's voices. That's the Zia Singers.
Yes.
They came from Zia Road. There's a long history of them. 7 p.m., Loretta Chapel.
Ken Knight, the wonderful conductor whom we have on the show from time to time.
That's right. 466-3637.
And there's still time to register for the February Women's 20-Hour Basics course for Impact Personal Safety. It's a self-defense course that's happening the Sundays in February from 12 to 5. Four successive Sundays. It's open to women 13 years old and up, sliding scale. For more information or to sign up, 992-8833. It can save your life.
In the meantime, we had a little philosophical discussion earlier today on the show.
We did.
About the changes in our birthdays every year and how they annoy some of us and how others just go with the flow.
That wasn't philosophical. That was merely calendrical.
Wait a minute. Do not throw a word at me like that. What the heck does that mean?
Over pertaining to calendars. Duh.
Duh. It's a good thing you got the goofy bear on your show, too, Mary Charlotte. Duh, which way did he go? All right, so we were having a little calendrical discussion earlier about birthdays and how they mess us up every year.
They mess you up. I'm going with that flow.
How some of us are confused when we wake up to find our birthdays changed by a day or two.
Some of us.
Mozart probably doesn't care because he's dead. But how did he know? What do you think? Santa Fe Pro Music is celebrating the guy's birthday because it is his birthday.
He was a composer, but now he's decomposing.
I come on every week to try to do the
what? Thing. Okay, talk about Mozart. Go ahead.
I just try to get through it. I don't ever. Pianist Conrad Tao, TAO, 7:30 p.m. Thursday at the Lenzic, leads the group Santa Fe Pro Music as they celebrate Mozart's birthday. It's at the Lenzic, 988-1234. And there's also going to be signings by Santa Fe writer Diane Stanley of her book, Mozart, The Wonder Child, before and following the concert. There's a story by Craig Smith in today's Passa 22, page 22. So Mozart's birthday, how old would he be?
I don't know.
Isn't it funny we celebrate dead people's birthdays? Like today's Elvis. Do you ever listen to the radio show and then it's like, today's Elvis's birthday. So they play Elvis Presley songs. And then if you go on TV, you find Viva Las Vegas.
He was born in, Mozart was born in 1756.
I'm glad you said that, not Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley.
But they were both born in January.
Oh, that's interesting. Were they Capricorns?
I think Elvis, yes, and Mozart, the next one.
But
Aquarius.
You didn't quite make the Capricorn cusp, did you?
Oh, I don't know.
Capricorns are pretty terrific.
That's because that's what you are.
They are, oddly enough. You mentioned this when we had our philosophical discussion of travels through Alaska. Goats. Very slow, very patient. They move uphill, take their time.
That was the cutest goat.
They don't even always know where they're going, but
I saw
going
bears,
there.
Too.
Who'd you see bear?
I saw bears in Alaska.
That's the thing. They have
all
nudes
sorts
in Alaska.
Of bears.
They don't have any nudes around Santa
I saw
Fe.
Whales. It was amazing.
What were you on, the Marlin Perkins tour? How could you see all these different animals in one section of the equator?
It wasn't the equator. It was more like the Arctic Circle.
I see.
Because they're there. I went kayaking.
Is that where Santa Claus is, the North Pole?
The North Pole is north of the Arctic Circle, but yeah, it's the same neighborhood.
They must wear a lot of underwear up there.
Yes, they must. Monte del Sol Charter School's India Student Leadership and Cultural Exchange trip is having a benefit tomorrow night, Saturday, January 24th, at the old Cloudcliff Restaurant Space on 2nd Street. Live musical performances on sitar and tabla, contemporary Indian dance performance choreographed by a visiting teacher and dancer from India who's here on a Fulbright Fellowship.
That's right.
Dinner catered by the India Palace, dessert, silent auction, henna, body art, and much, much more. This will be followed by a hip-hop dance party, which starts at 9. So if you want to have fun and support students going to India this summer, call 501-1275 for more information. It's reasonably priced. You can go to the entire evening that begins at 6 o'clock, or you can just go to the hip-hop dance party that starts at 9.
It's called Incredible India.
Incredible India.
Six
oh, I forgot
o'clock.
The Incredible. Incredible India Student Leadership and Cultural Exchange Trip. And once again, 501-1275.
It's pretty good.
You going?
I don't know. I like that henna body art stuff.
That's what I'm looking for.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
But you're a brunette.
So?
Why would you want to... Well, we won't get into that. Whether women want to use henna and their body art is up to them. Although if I can help, give me a ring. Okay, so here we go.
Oh, you can help, Robert.
This is your feisty birthday week.
What?
And it's feisty birthday, girl.
No, it's inauguration week.
You're happy.
Honestly, I'm happy.
Yeah, ditto. And I know it's going to be a rough road, but I was, I had, yeah, Tuesday was pretty emotional.
How about Aretha's hat?
That was pretty emotional, too. Had a life of its own. AIGA Final Showdown Exhibit and Party. This is the Professional Design Association celebrating the contest finalists and participants with music by Joe West. Dancing, refreshments, the Mustang Room, Cowgirl Barbecue, 319 South Guadalupe Street. That throws me. I don't know how you could dance in there. It's a very small room. It's a very intimate and delightful room. And they could do a little theater in there and little music things, I must admit. But dance as well? Well, go ahead, do it. You got to pay to get in. Here's a price. I can't give it to you. I can tell you a phone number. 982-2565. Did we already talk about, does culture really influence behavior? That's a question you're probably looking at.
Does culture influence behavior?
When you're looking at me, right?
I think there's a one-word answer to that. Duh.
That's twice with the does. With Robert not on the show. This is, you're going to have a postdoctoral fellow, Daniel Hrushka.
Does culture influence behavior? That's like, is the sky blue?
The man's
does Robert not sing?
The guy's giving a lecture. Let's pay homage to him. It's at noon on Wednesday. It's free at the School for Advanced Research, 660 Garcia Street. You don't have to pay to get in. Daniel Hrushka, I'll spell his name, Hrushka. I mispronounce a lot of words, and I never try. I'm always trying to be as respectful as I can with names because mine's always been the butt of many jokes. So anyway, this guy's doing it at noon on Wednesday. Do you think some sort of culture influenced my behavior?
Of course. We're all cultural beings. Well, we speak our language. That's cultural. The way we talk and move and think and the things we do, it's cultural. We don't do the same things that they do in Papua New Guinea.
But despite the fact that you and I grew up just 20 miles away from each other and 20 days away from each other, although not necessarily the same year,
I would never suggest
such a thing.
It was not the same year.
We talk. Sometimes I speak with you like I don't know what culture you grew up with. I mentioned Yogi Bear and the Three Stooges. You look at me blankly.
No, I watched Yogi Bear and the Three Stooges. I just didn't like them as much as you did.
You didn't watch those programs about Sasquatch and UFOs?
No.
There was one on... Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Two nights ago? No, listen. There was a great show on these guys that finally thought they had footage of Sasquatch, and they had like all these... what do you call it when you get footprints and stuff? Evidence? Right. Don't say anything. Just sit over there silently. And so they finally were going to catch Sasquatch, and I was watching the show. And then a commercial, like I hit the details box, and it was 2005. If they'd caught the guy in 2005, it would have been in the paper. So here I am 4 years later sitting there watching the supposed finally they caught. You're staring at me like...
A friend of mine used to rent a lot of UFO movies and bring them over to my house and sort of End of the World and Nostradamus and destruction movies. And it was great to... watch the really old ones made in the 80s, because they would have these predictions. New York will be destroyed in 1990.
Those are movies from the 50s, not the 80s.
No, there were movies like that. There were like pseudo documentaries.
Oh, that stuff from the, you're right, from the 70s and 80s. Yeah. Yeah, the biblical prophecies and stuff and Search of Noah's Ark and all that. I'd like to go searching for Noah's Ark. Wouldn't it be great if like that the descendants of the animals were still there?
They still are. They're all over the place.
They are?
Yeah, you own several of them. They're called dogs.
Do we have a listing of the 40 types of animals he brought?
No, but we do know the Bookworks in Albuquerque hosts a local author book fair to showcase regional talent, and that is on January 25th, which I believe is that's Sunday, right? Yeah, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Albuquerque, Santa Fe, all sorts of talented authors like Judy Hendrix, Miriam Mandel, Ron Perea, Margaret Nava, David Gardner, many others. who are talking about their works, and that's at Bookworks. Where is Bookworks? Well, Bookworks is at 4022 Rio Grande Northwest in the Flying Star Plaza.
If I find out that Noah brought like cockroaches and mosquitoes on that boat, and that's why we have them today, if I get my hands on him, I mean, I can understand the cats and the zebras.
I don't think you're going to get your hands on Noah.
How to get elephants on the boat? And they could swim anyway if it started to rain. I think these are questions that need to be examined. Faith Page, new to town, playing at the El Dorado Hotel, singer, keyboardist, Latin and American Standards, 6:30 p.m., Saturday night. Jimmy Stadler's going to follow her with Pop and Rock at 8:30. You can also on Saturday night head over to Chispa del Mason for RHM Trio doing jazz at 8 o'clock, no cover. That same night at the Mineshaft Tavern down in Madrid, Brain Freeze does rock and roll from 8 to midnight, no cover. Second Street Brewery has Eric Carlson at 6 o'clock, bluegrass and folk, no cover. Tin Star has Fat Tuesday, blues and rock, 9 o'clock, small cover charge. And the Turquoise Trail Bar and Grill has Steppin' Out doing Motown, 9 p.m. You got me really going where I'm coming and going. Motown's great.
Motown's great. We've got just another minute yet because Linda Siegel is standing by with the legislative update.
Right.
So anything else you want to let people know before we go?
No, I want them to stay happy, be cool, go out and support the arts. There's a lot of good stuff. Pick up the Pasta Tempo. There's some good stories in there, even if I didn't write any of them.
I thought you wrote for the Pasta Tempo.
I do, but I'm just saying, you know, even if you don't like my writing, there's a lot of good writers in Pasta, so take a look and see. And it's a great cover story
and
by Frank Clifford.
It's a great
it's
cover
a beautiful image,
picture.
Beautiful work, everybody on Pasta and everybody in town. You should take a look at that. And
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasta Tempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us here just about every Friday, speaking of the arts.
Am I coming next Friday?
Please do.
I'm going to be gone one Friday in March. I'm going to Tucson.
So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Thanks so much for being with us, Robert Knott.
That's fine. There's
Ciao.
Some strange things that happened today.
There are, but we'll talk about them. Stay here. I'm going to turn to Linda Siegel. We're going to take a very brief break right now. We'll be right back with the legislative update.